Welcome to episode 453 of the Official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Who is always joined by producer Gerald.
Good morning.
Threesome.
The trifecta. I feel like
we got a little consistency going right now.
The triple threat.
Ooh, I like triple threat. Sounds edgy.
I know. It's got a ring to it that makes it sound dangerous.
Yeah, welcome to the triple threat show. The trio.
The trinity.
Yeah, podcast trinity is pretty good.
Podcast trinity is pretty good. It seems like it should be about the Matrix, though.
Yeah, I don't want to do a Matrix show. I feel like we missed the boat on that.
I don't know. They're coming out with a new one.
Yeah, I also don't want to see that.
You don't?
No.
I'm interested in it.
Yeah.
Where do you sit on it, producer Gerald?
Watching it.
Yeah.
Excited.
How do you not? Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll see it. I'm just not excited.
Well, yeah, but you don't get excited about movies at all, so your opinion doesn't matter.
I've only seen the Matrix movies. I've only seen them one time a piece.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
What a mess you are.
I know.
Hell, I watched the first one in the theater probably like 6 times.
Mm-mm. I watched it 3.
We've covered this, but I've only ever seen one movie in the theaters more than once. And it was a shitty movie, so.
I don't even remember what movie it was.
Gothica.
Oh, that's right. That's where we have covered this.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It was a long time ago. Friends that wanted to go. I mean, you're right. I don't like movies. I don't like anything.
Well, that's not true either, but.
It's the time.
You don't like movies.
Yeah. I can watch a TV show. There's something about the time, like the commitment to time with a movie that I just can't. My head.
What are you
like
talking
it.
About? A TV show runs an hour. A movie runs another 30 minutes.
I know, but it's because like the TV show, here's what the difference is. Most time during a TV show, I pay zero attention. I'm doing something else.
Oh, so the reason you don't like movies is because it's due to a brain deficiency.
I feel obligated to watch it with a movie. Because you could catch up with a TV show. You can pop in and out. Like with a movie, you got one shot at it.
No, you don't. You can just watch it again.
I don't want to watch it the first time.
You're missing the point. The point is, when you turn it on, you watch it.
Right, which is what I don't like having to do. And I don't do that for TV, but I do that for a movie.
He's one of the guys that goes in a movie theater and has to be on his phone while he's watching it.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I never touch my phone in a movie. I'm also one of the guys that doesn't go to movies.
He's a motherfucker two rows ahead that's like, hey, what just happened?
No. See, that's not ever me. I don't go because I have to pay attention the whole time. Going to the movies is like 3 hours of your life just accounted for.
No, they're glorious. You shut up.
No, they're fine, but it's 3 hours of your life that you have to give straight to that.
It's an amazing time.
Yeah, I think you guys are missing the point. I'm not arguing that it's not an amazing time. I don't want to give that time is what I'm saying. I'm glad that it's great for you guys. It's great for a lot of people. I don't want to give that time.
Okay.
It's the problem I have with movies because I do feel like I'm obligated to watch them and pay attention.
You're deficient as a human being. I get it.
I just feel like my time's more valuable.
No, you shut up.
Not like worth more. I mean, like the time, I would rather do something else with that time.
Never.
Like for me. I'd watch 3 hours of YouTube and feel more happy with the way I spent that time than a 3 hour movie.
Such ridiculous.
No, I mean, you like what you like.
It is.
People can like different things, man.
That's true. I'm still judging you. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can like different things. It's all right. World be boring if everybody liked the same thing.
I don't know. I'd be okay if everybody liked the same things I did.
No, it'd be annoying.
No.
It would be annoying because you'd never be able to get anything you liked. It'd be sold out or gone all the time because everybody liked what
you liked. No, but supply and demand. More people would make that thing that I like because more people are buying it and more people are interested in it.
There'd be nobody to make it because you don't like working.
Fair point.
See how it spirals out of control.
But I do it.
You need different. You need different. You have a PS3 beside me in this closet I record in. Did I ever tell anybody that?
You have a what?
A PS3 next to me.
No, I don't think so.
I'm trying to get it.
Why? I know what a PS3 looks like.
You don't know what mine looks like.
It looks like the same as all the other PS fucking 3s. Oh, except for you got the Sackboy edition. Yeah.
That's the fat one, too.
No, that's a little boy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing about PlayStation. Since PS2, even the small ones are large. Now, you could get that little baby PS2. That's pretty sweet.
The thin one?
Yeah. Yeah, man, that was all right.
I completely forgot that I had this whole cabinet of shit right here. Play What's in the Cabinet, new game.
Did you see they're shutting down the original Little Big Planet servers?
I did see that.
Does it make you a little sad?
Yes and no.
I mean, it's time. I get it.
It's time.
But you love that game.
That's the tough part, is I think it's time. I bought a... Did I talk about the toy store on the show?
I don't know what
the...
I don't,
Gerald, or did we just talk about it off the show?
We talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, it was maybe when I wasn't here?
Yeah. What reminded me is I bought a new Sackboy figure.
Mm.
The Nathan Drake one. We have like a retro toy store here, and for some fucking reason it had Sackboys.
Well, those aren't retro, are they? It doesn't just have retro.
It doesn't just have retro, but I think that's where they dig in their heels. It's that one right there.
See some Transformers, some old He-Man, Masters of the Universe figures, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, they take trade-ins. Ninja Turtles. I need that Kratos right there. I have a small Kratos, but I need the one that's the same size as Sir Nathan Drake there.
I don't know that he's a sir.
He is in my book.
He's, because, number one, he's not British. Number two, he's never been knighted.
I don't know if he's been knighted or not. I don't hang out with him.
He has not been knighted because he's not British.
Yeah, I need that Kratos. Look at that. Kratos got that mean mug.
Well, yeah. Kratos always has a mean mug.
So even though they shut down the servers, and I do think it's time, there'll always be a place in my heart for what that game was. Mm-hmm. They can't keep the servers up forever. I think that is, in my opinion, that's like the last game I would shut off just because of the creation side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time. It's probably past time.
I mean, it's about 12 years?
Yeah.
10 years?
I mean, I don't know who's still messing with the original Little Big Planet.
Right.
But based off the numbers and the fact they're shutting it down, I'd say not very many people.
Right. I mean, no, I agree. I see... Because I know it was, like, really special for you.
It was.
I still remember when it first came out for you. And you were super excited to play. Talked about it all time.
I will always have a place in my heart for that thing. But it's a time and place, too. Like, I don't want to play it.
Right.
There's the toy store there. Gerald's got, somehow, inside pictures pulled up.
Where's that located?
It's on Madison Street past the Walmart. And it's that whole section right there. It's both bays. It's actually pretty big.
Wow. So it's down like you're headed to Springfield.
Yeah. And they have just everything.
I see.
You would love it in there.
I probably would.
Like, even if you weren't buying anything, I think.
Well, wait. Was that Sting and Diamond Dallas Page?
Yeah, Tough Talking.
Oh my God, I need that.
We walked in, and all I could think is I could see us running one of these.
Yep.
I'm not into toys like that, but I'm not into toys like that, you know?
Okay, I'm not into toys like that. I could very easily be into toys like that.
Yeah, I think I could too. The great thing about the way I feel about toys like that is I'm like, oh, this is awesome, but I have no problem selling it.
Right.
which is a good place because some things I'm too close to.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
I think my passion for that and the fact that I'm not a collector of those things would make that all right for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dude like bringing in his toys.
I do need that Sting DDP thing, though. Holy shit.
There was a guy bringing in toys when I was there, and I was like hyped up to see what he was bringing in.
Right.
They have tons of stuff.
They have tons of ads that keep popping up, too.
Love a good pop-up. That's because he's on Facebook. Facebook sucks.
So sick of Batman toys.
That
I get it. Batman's super popular, but he is not my favorite, and I can never find any of the shit that I like.
I like the mixture of stuff they have there.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
Drill, did you get about half hard on you saw that Dragon Ball?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, wait,
they have the Bo-Katan Kriza Funko Pop. That's pretty sweet.
Oh, that Batman and Robin is good.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
Yeah, they have like every toy store, they have the full aisle of Funko.
Funko Pops, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a neat little place. It looks exactly like you think it does without being able to see the whole thing.
Huh.
Oh, look at that crane. The bottom.
Yeah, that's crane.
That's good. That's real good.
Ooh, Voltron.
The cool thing is, when I was there, there were older people in there, younger people in there, kids in there, people my age in there. Oh, that's awesome.
I like that sign.
That's cool. That'd be cool on the wall.
Uh-huh.
Gerald, you have gone to a different place. What the fuck were those two pictures?
No, they were advertising. They were advertising their neighbors.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, I was in there, I didn't see the Instagram wall.
So those don't say some of the old classic
mm-hmm.
Star Wars figures?
When I went in there, someone was trading in some stuff to buy one of these figures.
Really? Can you see any prices on those? I can't see any prices on those.
Yep, 85, 70, 10, 11, 15, 5, 12, 8.
Dan's like, go ahead and zoom in. I'm going to go ahead and Venmo you guys some money. Send it to Gerald. I'll never get it to you.
I know. Ooh, what's that Attack on Titan?
This is the worst show we've ever done. Welcome to Dan Shops. Oh, Sea Monkeys.
Ooh, I like that too. Man, there's lots of good stuff here.
Yeah. Like I said, I could see us having a place like that.
Yeah.
Probably what a fun job.
Turn this off now. I don't know. A job's still a job. That's the thing is I would never want to... I've had this discussion.
A job is still a job, but you can't tell me you wouldn't enjoy that more than most things.
No, I would. But I've had this discussion with my stepdad. Because my stepdad's like, yeah, I love my job. I'd do it for free. And I'm like, no, you wouldn't. Because, and then, like my nephew, who thinks a little bit more along the lines of me, I'm like, no, because if you take something that you love doing and then turn it into a job, the fun slowly starts to seep out of it because it becomes a means of survival. And my nephew, who loves hunting, is like, yeah, I wouldn't want to, you know, I would never want to, like, have a job that was hunting or, like, be on a hunting show or anything like that.
Oh, the Gremlins.
Oh, who's shopping now, bitch?
Look at that. I think yes and no. Like, I get what you're saying, but I also do think that if you had a job doing a thing that you enjoyed with people you enjoyed, it would be different.
It would be different. It would still be work. It would still be a job.
I just don't think you would dread going in there. I'm not saying you dread what you do now, but like I think that would still be a fun. Look at that Ninja Turtle they have. It's right by the door when you walk in, and I just wanted to give them my money. It's $1,000.
There's Wolverine there, too. That real-life Wolverine.
Yeah, that guy wasn't there.
He's too tall.
I know he's too tall.
Oh, look at that.
Well, there's Darkwing Duck.
What is this, some sort of convention?
Yeah.
They probably had some sort of con there, yeah.
Hey, they have a Clarksville Comic-Con coming up.
Ooh.
Yeah, I sent the photo to you guys.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not. I mean, I'm an asshole, but I'm not an asshole. I can't respond to our group thread.
Mm-hmm.
I text me like 12 times.
It's because you deal with that Apple bullshit.
Oh, Cowboy Bob Orton there.
There's another one coming in Lebanon. I'll be at the Lebanon convention.
I wonder if you can buy Clarksville online. Can
did not online? Pull from that place?
I would bet you probably can.
I would think so.
Not that I'm going to get anything. But.
Gerald's like, or Dan's like, I'm not going to get anything, but go ahead and send me that link. It's for science. I'm not going to get anything. Just send it to me, though.
I guess you never know, but just in case. But no. No, I got too much other stuff coming up that I got to spend money on.
Yeah, I get that. I went to a football game last weekend.
We know.
They got the hell beat out of them.
Yeah, we know.
That was good.
Yes, it was.
Did you anticipate something else happening?
I thought it. I was worried they were going to lose. I thought it would be competitive. I also didn't realize the sun had never been closer to Tennessee than that day. So that was nice. There was a ginger gentleman two rows in front of me that for sure probably had to go to the hospital the next day.
Cooked what was left of his soul right out of him, huh?
Yeah, no hat, no sunblock. I'm like, what are you, just, you're dumb living or what?
Yeah. Giving up.
He looked like a fire truck before I left. And you know, the sun's not even done. Like, it's going to be a few hours.
Right.
Before you see the impact of what happened. I was like, wow. He had shorts on where his knees were exposed. And I mean, you could just, I don't know what he was doing.
That's because gingers have that skin.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you put sunblock on?
I don't know.
I basically bathed in sunblock, and I got no sun. It was great.
Excellent.
Yeah, you gotta watch. You gotta protect your skin. You know.
I've heard that.
It's weird. The sun's good for you, but bad for you.
Yeah, you gotta have like exactly the right amount.
Yeah, you need the vitamin D, but too much UV, and you're.
It's like baking ingredients.
Yeah.
You have to measure it exact.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you do. You have to be exact. I played, speaking of exact, I played some Quest.
You finally got back into it a little bit.
Yeah, my silicone don't scar my face up cover came in.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where I'm at with this thing. I played for quite a while. Probably about 2 hours. It's too long to be in VR, but It's nice. Cleanup was way easier. My face gets way hotter now.
With the silicone, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't breathe like that foam did.
Yeah, I believe that.
So I got a hot face like really quick, and then because I'm a trooper, I just kept going. I played, what did I play?
Did you play? Yeah, I was going to ask you play anything good, but you're
I played
on
something
it.
New, but I can't remember.
Well, it made a lasting impression, then that's good.
Well, I don't remember the name of it. I don't know how to see my games on the app either. I think it's called Gadgeteer.
I don't know. You have to Google that, Gerald.
Yeah, Gerald, Google Gadgeteer. I think that's what it's called. You're basically stacking dominoes and building fun contraptions.
That seems cool.
Yeah, that's it, Gadgeteer.
That seems like no fun at all for me.
Yeah, I think so.
That seems right.
Mm-hmm. I think so. You're standing in a bedroom like stacking dominoes and doing other things like that. It doesn't seem like a thing you would love. However, I could pour hours into it. I'm pretty well obsessed with the gas station simulator that everybody's playing on Steam. I wish that was on PS5. But the cool thing about this, the chain reaction machines, You can play people's machines they've built online, and you can also build your own.
Ah.
So it's pretty neat. It's pretty easy. It does have like a single player, like solve the puzzle mode, which is kind of what they're showing here. And then it also has where you can play other people's.
Interesting, I guess.
This video is like shitty quality. It's like jumping. Is yours jumping?
Yeah.
I think it's hard to show off VR like that. But yeah, it's really neat. You're in this room. You can freely move about. The movement's fine. Never felt pukey. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
But I got hot face like immediately, and I just pushed through it. But I think it has to do with that silicone. I could tell that my face wasn't breathing the same. So I'm debating whether or not I just go back to foam, because I never had any issues with the foam.
Because you never had the problem.
Yeah. But...
Was that all you played in Quest?
Yeah, that's it. I booted up Beat Saber, but my face was so hot by the time I finished playing this, I decided that probably Beat Saber might make me puke. So I decided not to. But I grabbed an alcohol wipe, and I wiped up the silicone, and the thing was like ready to put away.
Nice.
So that part was kind of nice. I did like the cleanup better.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I still feel the same way about that VR, as I wish somebody would get it. Because there's a bunch of social stuff on there I want to do.
We can't talk Howard into it?
I'm working on it. I could talk him into anything, but he has a wife.
Uh-huh. I know.
You don't have to talk him into anything. Let me back up. You don't need to talk him into anything. He wants everything.
True. That is true. Yes.
Right. So that part's easy. I'm like, you should get this. He's like, I should. It's just like making it happen. That's a little,
and it turns into a big no.
Yeah, which is right. That's probably the way it should go.
Right. It's right. If he was left to his own devices, it would be, or his own devices, it would be poor choices all the time.
Yeah.
Which I kind of get. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I think so. I think. There are different kinds of people in this world, and some people just need somebody just maybe with extra check, you know? Just a gate before you spend the money. Yeah.
I would make a lot of mediocre choices. Like, probably wasn't the best idea, but it didn't break me. I feel like he would let things break him. I feel like he would get down that rabbit hole. Where it's like, oh no, rent.
See, I don't know, because I could see him going that way, but I've never seen him unchained.
Right.
So who, I don't know, maybe he's very responsible and I just don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. But I one would assume that he would just dip right into rent money and scoop up a quest.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. But could be wrong. You know, maybe.
But you're a free spender, and I don't see you dipping into rent.
Yeah, right. No, I check. I keep myself in check on things.
Now, Gerald is the total opposite.
I also want everything.
Gerald won't spend anything.
I know. I know.
Free only.
I know.
Gerald, have you ever been reckless with your money?
Oh, yeah, when I was younger. That's why I'm as frugal as I am now.
Frugal, yeah.
Frugal, cheap. That's the word we'll go with.
Yeah, I had 3 credit cards. I think it was like $27,000 worth of
shit
debt all at once.
How young are we talking? Like as soon as you were able to get credit cards?
Oh, yeah, between 18 and 24, I would say 19 and 24.
You just buy dumb shit?
Oh, yeah, I was buying everything for my car and clothing. I was buying every damn pair of shoes and jersey. And
It's funny because I had like a finance class in high school, but you really don't understand how to handle money.
No. Okay, when you're in... No, school doesn't teach you a single thing about the realities of what you have to do to survive in life.
No, they don't teach you how to, like, keep, I got some money, and I'm like, what if I spend it all?
You know, like, I remember when I was in school, and Gerald, you probably remember too. Ryan, you might be on the cusp, but I'm my math teacher constantly, what, you think you're going to have a calculator with you all the time? Yeah. You know what, motherfucker? Look what I got. It's called a Samsung with an Android OS on it.
You have a supercomputer in my pocket. Who would have guessed?
No, I remember in school when all of a sudden watch calculators were out, and everyone mm-hmm. in school had the watch calculator. And the teacher's like, okay, put all your calculators away, and you see all these kids looking at their watch doing the calculations.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
So I'm still old enough that my finance class taught you how to balance a checkbook.
I didn't have a class like that.
Mm-hmm. We had for some reason they gave us, and it was in eighth grade in middle school. I don't know why. This is when we did like what they called at the time home economics.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you learn sewing and some cooking, checkbook balancing as well.
Yeah, I learned that in our finance class.
And all that.
It's a... No class or preparation could teach you for when you just have money that's, in theory, like uncapped, because the only money you've ever had at that point is whatever someone gave you.
Right.
So when you have your own and you're like, I can buy everything I've ever wanted. I think every kid has to be reckless with their money and screw up.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
To learn that lesson.
I agree. Now, Producer Gerald, I do think there's probably a middle ground you could find somewhere.
Yeah, some people never grow out of spending it all, and some people become frugal and have to wash out Ziploc bags. And I think somewhere in the middle probably is right.
Take a sponge to the paper plates.
Yeah,
I can rinse this paper towel. Those
are still
fine.
Good. My grandmother kept everything in Cool Whip containers growing up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm nowhere near that bad.
I remember what are the candies that they do every Christmas? They have the different, and the box always ends up becoming a jewelry box for grandmas.
I remember those cookies, those Christmas cookies were always done with
those tins?
Sewing kits.
Oh, yeah. Those Christmas cookie tins were all over my grandmother's house, too. So were the popcorn tins. She just keeps shitting all that stuff.
Yep. Popcorn tins was a big one for my grandma.
Yeah. I thought we were broke growing up.
Butter.
I mean, she reused everything. I've seen her reuse tinfoil.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know people that still do that, too.
Yeah. But she grew up in a different time where...
Yeah, I get it. I understand that too, but you're not in that time anymore, so that's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I get.
You know,
we're on the same page, but I just she was always you know, like that my whole life.
Yeah, like I get it, but you know what? You don't have to ride a horse anymore.
Yeah, what's your hair doing? You look like you have a man bun.
Oh yeah.
That's nice. Look at that.
Oh yeah, it's like faux hawked up in the middle from there, but from the way it was looking, it looked like you had a man bun.
That's just the way I slid my headphones.
I was like, what's happening right now?
It did look like a man bug.
Paul's
but it
everything.
Was a sideways faux hawk.
Yeah. But, I mean, they grew up in a time where money wasn't as plentiful. Or resources, even.
Right. But I also understand the philosophy behind change.
Yeah. Well, now you're in that disposable generation.
And technology.
Well,
I wasn't always, though.
No, but now we are.
People.
By and by, there's the excess of everything. I mean, COVID's messed up supply chains for a lot of things. But there's not a lack of money. There's just a lack of things people can spend it on, which is driving the price of things up.
Right. And the thing is, let's be real here. The things that there are supply issues with are nothing that affect your ability to survive in the world.
I guess it would depend. No, not to like live, but maybe depending on your career, it could hinder.
Yeah, on that page, but to like live.
Yeah, I don't. You may not get you like some of the meat I want to buy is not in stock.
Right.
But yeah. I could still get other meat. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There is that.
Right. Like you're right. Okay. There's some problems, and I can't buy a brand new chainsaw because they're not available.
Yeah.
But I have a chainsaw that works, and I have other chainsaws that I can buy, but the exact one I want is back ordered.
Yeah, but how irritated are you when the one you want you can't get? Like, when you have your heart set on something, nothing else will do.
Well, I mean, that's true, too. But that's also a weak problem, so to speak.
Yeah. I'm going to say something super shitty that most people on this probably won't understand. Not you guys may, but listeners probably won't. I miss when video games were hard to find.
No, I get that.
And I know that sounds shitty because you want everyone to be able to play, but there was something like when I was growing up, you couldn't find it. You would go in the store and go to the store and go to the store and hope that it was in stock. And it made when you got it just so much more sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And they just download everything now, or they make a bazillion copies of everything. But
like, I remember when you pre-ordered for a reason.
Yeah, you weren't going to get it if you didn't. There were just not, you just people turning people away.
Right.
But especially if you go back to like NES and stuff, like there weren't that many copies of stuff.
NES, Super NES.
Like you hope that your store got enough and that your parents would take you there or you could get there soon enough that you even got one.
Yep. I do remember those days.
It just made things sweeter. Like, oh, I finally got it. And your friend's like, oh, you got that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's none of that anymore because there's an unlimited amount of everything. And I feel like, I know it's real like hipster of me, but like I like the times where like people wanted a thing that they couldn't always get.
Yeah. No, I completely understand that, and I'm on board with you because it comes down to, because we're getting old, it comes down to the appreciation, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, if everything's available, you don't appreciate that you when you get it. But if something was hard to find and was hard to come across and you had to hunt and search and wait and take your time and have patience, when you got that thing, you appreciated it that much more.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just because I was young, but I remember appreciating that thing more.
Right.
Like, I remember, like, my dad multiple weekends, because we would only go to town on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Every week. And I remember, like, multiple weeks going to, like, Toys R Us, like, hoping for a certain thing and then being, like, let down when they didn't have it. And having
it's not there, so now let's go to KB Toys.
Yeah.
So now let's go to EB Games.
Or because I was a child, I would get something different because I didn't want to wait anymore and then be disappointed because I really wanted the other thing.
That's happened, too.
Gerald, did you have any of that, or were you too frugal back in the day?
Oh, no, I was the same way.
Yeah. Now, in your opinion, what's better, now or then?
Well, see, I have the issue where there's some things I can't get. There's the things I collect. So I still go through that.
Because of Lego?
Because of Lego or certain figures, like the Spawn figures.
Hey, if there's a company keeping that disappointment alive, it's Lego. It's like, we made four of these. Good luck.
No doubt.
But I remember back then, I mean, you try to go buy a certain Transformer, it was out, or a G.I. Joe figure, couldn't get it, gone. You just said Nintendo game, couldn't get it. You had to find someone in school that had the Nintendo game, then you had to go over to their house to play it, and then there's a long line of kids over trying to play that one game.
Yeah, I was that kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But I do think there's merit. I mean, there's obviously merits to both sides.
There's no doubt that the way it is now is more consumer friendly.
Right. But I mean, we're running into it, you know, with video games specifically. They're available everywhere. You can download them. So we're talking about that appreciation value. But I guess my issue is, what happens when people who have had this stuff available all the time run into a situation where something they wanted isn't available? Are they able to handle that? I mean, I think it's a pretty important growing experience to help develop your character as you're getting older.
Well, so while we're just sitting here having this conversation, I think what the PS5 is happening with it is super shitty. So maybe I'm not nostalgic for this time. Like, maybe I'm nostalgic for the time around it. Because, like, the fact that you can't get a PS5, you know, whoever wants one, I think, is kind of fucked up. Because it's a different time. So when you couldn't find it before, it's because people who actually wanted it were buying it.
Yeah.
When you can't find it now.
Yeah. People, I mean, the circumstances are different now.
Yeah, but when you
that,
can't find it
right.
now, it's because people who want to buy it and resell it to you at a higher price are buying it.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That's not what happened when I was younger. It was like, you bought it so you could play it, which meant I couldn't have it.
Yeah, but you don't have a problem with the supply issue. You have a problem with the human element.
Yeah, because if you couldn't find them because everyone who wanted one bought one, I would be like, this is... I mean, like, well, you still see it. You still see people. Like, I work with a couple people who are like, damn, if you ever see a PS5, I want one. Like, that still exists, that, like, want, that urge to have one. So I like that part of it. But I guess the business side of it now is the aftermarket resale, which is what would happen with games if they were hard to find, too. That just, I don't like where we are with that.
Right. But we moved on. But, I mean, that's what the... You know, with the invention of the internet, there was always going to be pros and cons, and that's going to be one of the cons, is it brings those things to the... It brings that business transaction side of things to the forefront to more people. But, on the flip side of that, something that you grew up loving when I was a kid, you know, I had things that I loved that I could never talk to anybody about.
That's true.
Now I can just go online into a forum, find a group, whatever, and I can talk about even on Twitter.
Yeah, there are plenty of people who are into everything.
Yeah, and I can find those people now.
Yeah.
You know, and I can have conversations with them about the things that I love that I couldn't have when I was younger.
I remember sitting in a classroom with a PlayStation Underground magazine and actually making a list with my friends of the games we wanted to buy.
Right.
Like, that was neat.
Mm-hmm.
Never going to happen again. I mean, this is the closest we get to that, right? Where we barely even talk about video games on here anymore, but like where we get together and talk about stuff.
Like, here's what I remember growing up. I was the only person of my group of friends, with the exception of one other person who ended up moving away. But I was the only person in our group of friends that had any of the video game systems up through the Super Nintendo. And it wasn't a money issue. It was just because they weren't interested in it. Like I was.
Right.
Yeah, and then, of course, I played it all the time, so they would never want to play any games with me, you know, because I'd kill them and everything. But, so that the things that you love, you can, you know, like, I loved comic books when I was growing up. I had nobody to talk to them about. Unless I went into the comic book store.
So I think this is something, too, that when you think about, like, you're talking about the amount of people you had that cared about that kind of stuff. Like, that's gotten better and better over every generation.
Yes.
Because I had it better. I mean, there was still, like, if you played games, you were a nerd. Like, that still existed when I went to school, but not as bad.
Right.
Where now you're in the minority if you don't play something.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that was even like there would have been people when I went to school for you to talk about comics about, because that just got better and better and continues to get better and better.
Over time,
so,
right.
Yeah. I agree with what you're saying. Like the internet has made some things a lot better and some things a lot worse, but
I mean, that's any technological advance.
I just think I miss the rarity of some stuff, but I mean, physical games are dying anyway. So
yeah, they are.
Limited run, they do that whole like, oh, it's a limited run, it's rare, but it's like you email blast me every day
right.
about one of the 900 games that's coming out this week. Like, I don't know. I miss a simpler time, but I don't.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm with you.
Yeah, because I also like, you know, playing VR in my backyard. Like, some things are way better now.
Some things are way better now.
Yeah, because I remember my back aching when I was hunched over the table with my face shoved in a Virtual Boy.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't better. That wasn't a better experience.
It was not. You are correct.
Man, that thing was good, though.
The Virtual Boy?
Yeah, that thing was good. Did you ever get a chance to really sit down and enjoy a Virtual Boy?
I did. It hurt.
It's good.
It hurt.
All red.
All red. And a slight strobe effect to it.
It's fine. The whole thing was fine. Gerald, have you spent proper time with a Virtual Boy?
No.
Man, you're missing a real treasure, a real national treasure that thing is.
Never touched one.
Oh, you've never even been around one?
Seen one?
Not besides someone trading one in at a GameStop. Huh. I worked there. That was it.
If I ever get my office area set up over here, I'm going to have you over so you can experience the proper Virtual Boy.
I'm sorry. I'm glad I live way up here now.
Whatever. You'd love to shove your face in one of those.
I do not want to shove my face in. I would love to watch someone who's never been in one shove their face in it, though. I will say that.
Yeah, Gerald, who enjoys proper VR, I'd like to see how hard this hits him. Although I have a feeling, as someone who hasn't experienced a Virtual Boy in a while, that if I hooked mine up and played it, I would enjoy it.
Because you would look at it as the precursor to...
I just think
what you're
I the thing's that's blurry, Gerald. What's the price on this?
$1,249, $1,799, $1,999.
Gotcha. On a side note, if anyone's looking for a Virtual Boy, no, I just kid. I was given my Virtual Boy
by
a guy who owned a pawn shop of all things.
Wow.
Yeah, I went in there and I just got to talking about classic video games. He said, this basement's full of stuff. Like, that was just here when I bought the building, old games. And he had the Virtual Boy on the shelf, and I said, do you have the controller? Because that's actually what powers it. For those that have never used it, it's dumb, and your batteries go in the controller that powers the unit.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I don't have the controller. I didn't even know it worked that way. And I'm like, so we can't test it to even know. The guy's like, this has been on my shelf for a year, and no one's even walked in that knew what it was. If you'll, like... get this thing going again, you can just have it. Which melted my heart. I also bought a Dreamcast from him that didn't have any cords or controller with it, but it had a copy of Crazy Taxi inside the Dreamcast.
Oh, wow, the Dreamcast. Man, yeah. That was a great system. I don't give a shit what anybody says.
So I spent $5 and I scooped up a Virtual Boy and a Dreamcast from that gentleman.
Nice.
Yep. That's never went back. Yeah, it was. The controller cost me like $50 though for the Virtual Boy.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, 1,000%. It's like everything, man. Every now and then I go through, if you go to eBay, like GameCube stuff is really hot right now. Mm-hmm. The whole collector's market for classic games is hot, but I mean, GameCube is on fire right now. And I have almost every hard-to-find GameCube game from my time at GameStop there. I'm like, hey, I could probably part ways with this.
Right.
I'm not nostalgic over the GameCube. I came to the GameCube late. I think it's a fantastic system, but like, it doesn't pull at my heartstrings.
Right.
I was mostly an adult when I got all of that.
Yeah, I understand that.
But that stuff sells pretty high. I've got a sealed GameCube, a sealed Wavebird, and a sealed Game Boy player that if I threw in one package, could probably get it over $1,000 for.
You should do that.
Yeah, because I probably have $30 in all of that.
Right.
But then there's still that part. There's that small. It gets smaller all the time, but there's still that part of me. It's like if I let it go, I'll never have it again.
Give it a little bit. You won't worry about it quite as much.
Oh, no, it's already faded.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I don't know. I still do have a soft, like, I would love for Gerald to come over and play the Virtual Boy. But that can never happen if I sell it.
That's true.
But it's shoved in a box somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have it out on display. You just have it.
Oh, I can't have everything on display. I just don't. I have too much stuff.
In like a popcorn tin.
It's probably in a plastic tote, like, to be honest with you. Like, yeah. Everything else. Like, all my game stuff is packed away in totes.
That makes sense.
It's everywhere. So, go to eBay and then type in Resident Evil Chainsaw Controller. I have two of these. Didn't realize they were worth this much money. I think I have a PlayStation 2 and a GameCube one. I have both.
Resident Evil
Chainsaw Controller.
There it is.
Is it just me or is that screen blurry today?
It's blurry.
Okay.
$300?
Yeah. Toggle to advanced and toggle to sold.
Oh, there it is.
Who would have guessed, though, that like this thing would have that much value ever?
Yeah.
Look at Gerald. Gerald knows how to work eBay. I mean, look at those prices.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a thing that I do not fucking care about. Like, that I have zero care about ever finding another one and no nostalgia. I have two of those.
And they're brand new, right?
Yeah, they've never been out of their container.
$600 for both of these.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, mine's not in a bag like that one, but mine's in the case, never been taken out like that.
Yeah?
It's just weird. This market is just on fire. That looks like the most cumbersome, stupid way to play that game.
That probably is.
It's just weird to see that the way that that stuff is. So there's a lot of stuff that I need to at least thin out. But then I'm like, what would I waste that money on, you know?
It's a very responsible way to look at it.
Yeah. Like, what dumb thing would I replace that dumb thing with?
I think of all kinds of dumb things I want.
What's that red one? Is that an Xbox controller?
I don't know. Is it one somebody PS2. Just painted, maybe?
Oh, it's PS2. What's the yellow one? Maybe I have two yellow ones.
That's the Nintendo, GameCube, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe I have two yellow ones. I don't know that I have an orange one. Maybe I have two orange ones. I don't know. I'd have to go fish them out. Part of me wants to start a very large fund for a very large object and just chip away. Just start selling stuff, putting it in a separate account. And seeing if I could get something pretty big out of all the video game stuff that I have and just don't need anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sell a lot of shit on eBay and it doesn't bother me to pack it up, but something tells me like as I start packing this stuff up, I'll have a regret.
Maybe.
Oh, that controller's stupid.
It's horrible. There's no way. You can't play with that.
That's not good. This guy has both of them, too.
And is that a Cthulhu shirt he's got on or whatever the fuck he's wearing?
I don't know what that is.
It's a Metroid.
Did you guys ever get into the peripherals?
No.
No.
I've always been a sucker for that. Like the fishing poles and the...
Yeah, we know.
All that stuff.
We know.
He's got that game.com behind him, too.
Yeah, he does.
Gerald, can we get a price update on the game.com? Because I would also don't care about mine. This controller and game.com could go away today. If the price is right. $140 for a used one on eBay.
Yeah.
That thing always sucked. It was never good.
What's the Ouya going for?
That's not the market you want to be in. This got sad.
What, $25 probably?
I'm going to say you can get one for $40.
$71.
Hey, what the fuck is that first thing?
The one that's going for $1,700 or whatever?
Yeah,
$17,000?
Sega Drivers 2000 CX1 console.
Does that TV have, like, horns?
Antennas on it, looks like.
Huh. Huh.
Oh, well, that thing's cool as hell. It looks like an old Emac. Remember those?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This just has a built-in Sega?
Must be. That you control. Yeah,
that thing's cool as hell.
Well, I'm glad you think so. I'm not into it.
You got excited about that Dreamcast, though.
Oh, Dreamcast is fucking awesome, dude.
Are you still have your Ouya, or did you sell yours?
What's that?
Do you still have your Ouya, or did you sell yours?
I have it.
I think it's just a paperweight now.
It is. I have that. I still have that PS4 copy of Vampire Reign.
$25 for an Ouya.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Hey, that one sold for $70.
I wonder why.
$40.
Because it has everything.
Mine's got everything.
Would you let it go for $70?
No, I wouldn't let it go for any less than I paid for it. I'd rather have it be a paperweight.
What did we pay for it?
For $100.
$100?
There's a limited bronze edition with 3 controllers sold for $91.
But that Reading Rainbow edition.
Oh, I love that Reading Rainbow edition. I'm real bummed out that I didn't get one of those that LeVar Burton signed. That's a cool-ass paperweight.
It was a cool little system. I don't care.
I thought it was going to change the world.
It started a trend.
Yeah, I thought Ouya was going to change the way shit worked.
Yeah, and it did.
It did, but it was not.
It was definitely the prototype.
Yeah, and it definitely was always in prototype like stage. That thing was weird. You know, Razer ended up buying it.
Yeah.
And shutting it down.
And did nothing with it.
They wanted the technology.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of... I feel like there's Ouya love out there still. Oh, look at that.
I can see that.
Look at that one.
I've thought about pulling mine out to see. I don't even remember what I had on mine.
I do know what you had on there is what you have on there.
Yeah.
The that Reading Rainbow one's good, though. That blue?
Yeah, it looked good.
Yeah. Have you seen this? Search for Infinity Table. Have you seen this?
It sounds familiar.
I really kind of jonesing to have one of these. This seems like an adult thing. That's the top thing.
Yeah, I have seen it.
It has like board games on it.
Yep.
Puzzles, things like that. But the cool thing about like, you can play Monopoly, but you don't all have to be hunched over. Like your board is on there, but you can use your phone to control.
I've seen it. I'm not interested.
Yeah, I think this is neat.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald, what's your thoughts?
It'd be something I'd get.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It'd be cool if you had kids, I guess.
Shit, it'd be cool for me. I like Monopoly, but I hate setting up the board.
I fucking hate Monopoly.
I hate dealing with the money. I
fucking hate that game.
They're playing Sorry.
I hate that game, too.
Sorry sucks. Battleship, though. No cheating?
Yeah, Battleship's a fun one.
Hold on, these fuckers are playing in like an open-air garage with a Volkswagen behind them. So the cool thing is it's a connected device, so you can, like, new games come out.
Hmm.
See?
You have to buy them?
They got a Fiat behind them. I think you subscribe to their service or buy them. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. Seems right.
But they partner with Hasbro. So 40-plus games included. They also show puzzles, crosswords. I think it's got, like, Sudoku. It just has all kinds of stuff to... I mean, if you already have a coffee table and you're into that kind of stuff, I think it's neat. It's just a giant tablet.
It is just a giant tablet.
With legs. Well, I'd probably go ahead and throw whoever in my house, sit down and drink on the top of it. I'd probably get rid of them. I get that you could wipe it off, but also don't be a fuckface.
Yeah, my.
It's like $800 for those that are interested. It's expensive.
That is expensive.
But it's neat. Switch. I think it's neat.
So do you guys play anything this week?
KO City and VR is it for me.
That was it? I thought you said you were going to do a lot of gaming this week.
Oh, I played Ratchet & Clank also.
I was going to say.
Still, I'm in love with Ratchet & Clank. I think it's really good.
You're enjoying it then?
Yeah, I really. It's a super solid game. It's fun. It's the right amount of... For me, it's the right amount of storytelling versus the right amount of gameplay.
Is it any deviation from previous Ratchet and Clanks, or is it really pretty similar?
It's really pretty similar, but it's Ratchet and Clank has never been better for me. Like, I really feel like they've learned and learned and learned and learned, and this is as polished and as learned as that game could be right now.
Okay.
It's really, really good. Really well done. But that's it. That's it for me. I mean, I did play a fair amount, but I didn't play a ton of different stuff.
Okay. How about you, Gerald?
Stranded Deep.
Actually, only played Stranded Deep 2 days.
You didn't play anything else, though?
Nothing new, but I've been working on the trophies for, or the MVP trophy for the 3-on-3 basketball.
Ah. So you played 3-on-3 basketball and Stranded Deep.
And Star Trek Online.
And Star Trek Online. I thought you planned on that.
I did, but I'm still doing stuff with it.
They got you back.
Fair enough.
That's a sign of somebody that's obsessive or a good game, that you're still playing it after you platinum it.
Yeah.
Or both.
I just need to delete it. Like I did Fallout. I platinum Fallout. I was done. And then I played a little, like a couple more months. I was like, you know, I need just delete it and... I won't go back to it.
But will you miss it, do you think? Have you played it so long, like so consistently, that if it's not there, you feel like...
No. I miss it. Like, I miss, like, a lot of the games. I'm like, oh, I'm done playing that game, but I want to go back and play it again.
You just drink a Michelob Ultra, Dan?
No.
I was like, good God.
So I needed, like, what was it? Last week I needed 70... trophies. Now I'm down to like, I think I need 51.
70 more, MVPs, not trophies.
MVPs, yeah. MVPs. Yeah. So I need like 51 more MVPs. So my goal is to have it done before the end of the year.
Look, that 3v3 game is fun. It's not good though.
Mm.
Like the fact that you're still grinding that out 3 years later is pretty amazing.
But I was late to it also. You guys jumped on it early.
I don't know if you guys did. I don't think Dan did.
Dan did not.
Oh, no, you and Matt and somebody else.
Marshall, Patman.
Wasn't it Patman?
Yeah, friend of the show Marshall, friend of the show Patman.
I don't think Matt played it, did he?
I don't think so. That doesn't seem like his thing.
No, it was because I remember he was one of the reasons why I got it, because what he was, some of the stuff he was talking about the game.
Oh.
I guess it could be.
Because he was saying each person had like specific things. Like Matt was really good at rebounding. Ryan was really good at this. And whoever
everything.
Else was good at something else.
I was really good at everything. I was a stud at rebounding. I think it's mostly because I couldn't figure out how to shoot.
Yeah, I never got into the 3-on-3. 3v3, whatever fuck it's called. Was never my thing.
I was in Stadia. They had Merrick's Market. I'm sure it's on other platforms too. It looks pretty neat. A chaotic crafting game about running a medieval shop. Take ownership of a small shop as you haggle, barter, and craft your way through a comical single-player campaign or team up with friends to supply the whole town. That seems neat. I don't know if it's only on Stadia. Because when he put that in, did you put in Stadia when you searched?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It just popped up when I was in the store getting my free games, and I was like, huh.
Hmm.
That for sure will be a thing that you like.
Seems like one that I could pass on.
Yeah.
Now they have a hard no.
They got that Paw Patrol Mighty Pups Save Adventure Bay is up.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. I'd probably enjoy that one more.
Oh, this looks like Overcooked.
Oh, kind of.
The Merrick's Market.
Yeah, maybe that one won't be as good as I thought. Looks like instead of cooking, you're just crafting for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I'm less into that. I still need to play Moonlighter. I have it on here.
Hmm.
I think it's one I'll enjoy. I have so many games on here that I just need to spend some time.
I haven't been on the Stadia to Lunin forever.
Yeah, I talked about how I need to go ahead and cancel both of the not the Stadia, but the Lunin, and just still haven't.
Yeah. I haven't either. I probably won't.
I need to, though.
Because one day I might get back into them, but...
Yeah, but you just turn them back on whenever.
Well, yeah, I mean, true.
Now, because with Stadia, if you don't have it to claim the games, you don't get those games. But with Luna, there's absolutely no reason to keep it going unless you're playing it actively.
True.
Because you're not getting free games, you just have the subscription.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're right.
I need to turn that
but
off.
But it's like $6.
Yeah, I play for Ubisoft Plus, too, though.
Oh, see, I canceled my Ubisoft Plus.
So I pay like $20.
Yeah, I just paid the $6.
Plus I pay the $10 for Stadia. Plus I pay for Games Plus Ultimate. Plus I pay for PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, I pay for all those too.
Plus I pay for Apple Arcade. Like I just keep on.
I don't pay for that. I don't pay for the Google Games or the Google, whatever the Google one is either.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of downloading a mobile game and playing 30 seconds of it and then being like, oh, it's neat, I'll try it again, and then never touching it again.
Yep, that seems right.
Yeah.
That seems like what I would do, so.
I need to not pay for that as well. Subscriptions are pieces of shit because you just, it's such a small amount of money that you don't think about it, and then you've paid for it for 24 years.
Yep.
Which is the whole point of it.
Yep. So I didn't play too much this week. I did play more than I have. But the only thing I played was Life is Strange, True Colors.
How's that?
I like it. You can also tell that Don't Nod has... each game they do is progressively better as far as animations they figure out.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of control issues, the control of things in it. Each game seems to get a little better. So, and we know that I've always liked the Life is Strange games. I couldn't get into Life is Strange 2. I think it just leaned way too heavy into the political climate of the time. And I didn't need that. But this one doesn't seem to be leaning too hard into those kinds of things. It's kind of just, to me, I'm just about done. There's 5 chapters. I'm just about done with the first chapter. So I've played it for about three and a half hours. And this seems to be more of a callback to Life is Strange and Life is Strange Before the Storm, more so than Life is Strange 2. Life is Strange 2, to me, when I played it, and I played through the first 2 chapters of it. To me, it felt like it was trying to manipulate your feelings and basically preaching to you that you should feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got that out of Life is Strange Before the Storm, and I'm not getting that out of Life is Strange 2. It just seems to be a much more organic story, as more so than a manipulated story. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I am enjoying it. I like it. I like the characters in it. It does have some callbacks to the first Life is Strange, which is neat that it ties in. Again, it deals with, you know, some supernatural powers and such. I'm really enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to getting back into it and playing it.
Cool.
Playing more of it. But like I said, I've always enjoyed these games, so this should come as no surprise to anyone, really. The big surprise should be that I didn't like Life is Strange 2.
Right.
But, so, yeah, that's really all I played.
I've still really never messed with one of those.
Now, Gerald, you did, though.
Yeah, I played the first one all the way through, and then the second one, I got the first chapter, and that was it.
How do you feel about them? Kind of the same way I do, or something different? Or?
Yeah, I didn't. The second one was very definitely political.
Okay, yeah,
and I didn't really care for that too much, but I did want to see where the story ended.
I did too, but I didn't want to play. I think part of the problem too is that it took so long in between chapters.
Yeah,
for Life is Strange too. But at this point, it became at a certain point, it became a. Okay, I'll YouTube this and see how it finishes, and see what happens, as opposed to actually having to play through it yourself. But yeah, I love the Life is Strange series, and this seems like more of what I love about it, with none of the stuff that I didn't like from Life is Strange 2. So, really looking forward to digging in.
Really what it is the first one and the third one, you get to play as a teenage girl. Second one, you get to play a teenage boy.
Dan is that what it is?
Dan likes playing as teenage girls.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up for everybody, Joe.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
I was, because I can't change the subject quick enough. I think that me and friend, March 2 or 5 are going to play through Little Hope.
Oh, are you?
Because I think it's been long enough now that's acceptable. I mean, we played through Man of Medan.
Right.
And then we had talked about you and him playing through Little Hope. Y'all never did that. But I think it's been long enough now that I'd like to play through Little Hope again and see how that goes.
Hmm.
Just gearing up for that third one.
Yeah.
To come out. I don't care what anybody says. Those games are good.
They are good. They're fun. They're different.
Yeah.
They're unique. Yeah.
See if there's a date for the third one.
I can't remember what it's called, though.
Yeah, I don't either. Stark Pictures Anthology should
get you where you need to find.
They're good. They're fun. They're neat. Until Dawn, it still holds a special place in my heart.
Yep, Until Dawn was a lot of fun.
Even like The Inpatient was kind of neat in VR. I like the worlds that they craft. Gerald, scroll up, slide over. What's that gray that tan case on the side? Scroll all the way over. What's that gray one?
House of Ashes?
That's what it's called.
That's what it's called.
It's the one where you play as the soldiers in what looks like a Predator type situation.
Yeah, and it's got Ashley Tisdale in it, I think.
10/22/21.
Oh, dude, it's close.
Oh, it is.
It's close.
I might end up having to get that one.
I was about to say, are you going to get it?
Jumping back into the PS4.
That price, $29.99. Yeah.
You can't beat that. Yeah.
What systems does it show?
PlayStation 4, 5, and Series X. Xbox Series X.
I need to make sure that 4 and 5 are compatible to play together.
No, fuck yeah.
That way, if not, I'll just get the PS4 version. Now, Gerald, you haven't tried any of these, right?
No.
You got to have somebody to play with, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, so much better.
Part of me wants to get on PS4 just so I could set all the cases next to each other.
I didn't get any of them with the cases. I bought them all digital. So.
I think if down the road they release like a anthology that looks like books that comes as PS5, I may just buy the whole thing over again. Just to support them. I think those games are great. There's a triple pack right there. They do look like.
All right.
What's the price on that bad boy? Oh, you got a dragon or something pulled up.
Yeah.
It's a collector's edition.
Yeah, I haven't bought the collector's editions for any of them.
No, nope, I haven't either.
Although I missed not getting that poppet.
Pazuzu edition.
Remember the poppet you got with the other one?
Yeah, Pazuzu must be a demon.
Yeah, it looked like it.
That's a very demonic sounding name. So.
That game will be
all new. Right.
I'm excited about
it. I guess that's it. And my kid's crying.
Because of the dark pictures?
No. Okay. I can just hear him losing his shit.
If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Help Gerald be less frugal so he doesn't have to reuse tinfoil. You can support us over there.
Wash paper plates.
Yeah. If not, Gerald will continue to launder his paper towels and whatever else cheap people do. No shots fired at cheap people, just shots fired at Gerald.
Frugal.
Frugal. He was quick with the frugal earlier.
He was real quick with it.
But if you want to support us, head over to patreon.com. If you can't, we understand. Just tell your friends, family, and I don't know, stranger.
Tell
stranger
everyone.
About us.
Tell everybody.
Just walk up to a total stranger, sneak up right behind them, whisper in their ear, check out the show.
Only tell them the name of the show. Don't just say check out the show.
Check out the Game Stitch podcast.
There you go, better.
Just
better.
Like that. They're like, who are you? And you're like, don't worry about it.
Just do it.
Listen. Listen. That got weird.
Well, you did it.
Yeah. Follow us on social media is @game_Stitch, @podcastRyan, @CharlieStan, @HoffinShow. That's all I got.
That's it.
Gerald, give us a closing thought.
Be nice to everyone.
There you go.
Aw.
Good vibes only from Gerald.
That's right.
Isn't that a thing everybody says right now?
Good vibes only?
Yeah.
Yeah,
keep probably. Seeing that everywhere. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.